Seamus Toomey joins us from Black Club Chicago. Extremely local news, and this is good news. Is the Davis Theater coming back? What are they doing in Lincoln Square, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the Davis Theater in Lincoln Square, one of those great old-time theaters and neighborhoods that some of them have hung on over the years. This place has been open since 1918, survived the change from vaudeville acts and silent films when it started. It's been going great. Now, currently, they are trying to do a renovation of the big theater. They did it about 10 years ago, but it needs a little bit more work. So what they're doing now is they've launched a membership program where if you want to become a member and sort of on the in club of the Davis Theater, you can sign up for $50 a year. You get free access to some of their movies. You get discounts on a bunch of films, and you really just get to become an insider at the club and help support their latest renovation.
Yeah, that's good news for the neighborhood. All right, let's get to the breaking pizza news now. What's this
breaking
all about?
Breaking pizza news, yes, just in time for the Super Bowl, Bob. Two Chicago favorites are teaming up this weekend. This is Peace Brewery and Pizzeria in Wicker Park and the Wiener Circle. They're teaming up for a pizza. So if this sounds good to you, it's a pizza featuring char-grilled Polish. so if you want to dive into that, they're doing it as a benefit for Paws Chicago, the city's largest no-kill shelter. So starts on Sunday. They're going to run it for a month. And it's a $35 pizza, but they give $80 to Paws Chicago thanks to a bunch of matching donors. So if you want to feel good, well, at least feel good about your donation and eat Polish sausage on your pizza, check out. It's only going to be at Peace, but they're using Wiener Circle sausages. So kind of a cool promotion to help Paws, which is a great place.
Yeah, it is. And let's discuss the former CTA boss's salary increase.
Yeah, that's right. We've been keeping an eye on Dorval Carter, who headed the CTA for years and years and years. He retired at the end of last month. Sort of a controversial figure ever since the pandemic, because service had really declined and people were complaining and were clamoring for a change. He stepped down, but I don't think we need to worry about him. He was the city's highest paid employee at almost $400,000 a year, but he's going to lead the St. Anthony Hospital in the Lawndale neighborhood. They haven't announced what his salary is, but the last guy was making $1.3 million there. And typically for these safety net hospitals, the heads of those places definitely get in the seven figures, averaging about $1.2 million. So between that and his $137,000 city pension and his federal pension, I think I would say Dorval Carter landed on his feet and he doesn't have to deal with the CTA anymore.
You think? BlackClubChicago.org for more. And also, you can still get in on the big Valentine's Day deal. Tell us about that, Seamus.
Yeah, this is a great deal for anyone that hasn't booked their plans for Valentine's Day. We're running a deal through Monday. Sign up for Block Club. We're a nonprofit newsroom that relies on readers and subscribers and donors. So sign up for a subscription or make a donation, and we've booked your date. You can be a hero. You get dinner at Beatnik in Westtown, and then drinks at their wine bar next door, and you get a free night at the Ray's Bed and Breakfast in Wicker Park. So if you want a really Chicago date night, check it out on our site and sign up, and you might be able to win it.
Love it. BlackClubChicago.org. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.